listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Props to Price Crown for the wonderful Ed McMahon. He's like my hype guy. That intro is just so cool. What's going on, everybody? It's Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. I miss you guys. I just can't wait to just get on this show and talk to my fans and talk to everybody that's listening. And we're really doing it the easy way this week. We've had a really awesome event we just went to for the American Society of Young Musicians with my good friend Jarvie Hutcherson, which is the president, founder, and also the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. You guys can actually catch an episode if you go to youtube.com/YouTube/ Eric Zuli, or if you're following any of my fans' pages, Eric Zuli Fans, or Easy, pretty much following anything, you'll see it. And it was a cool episode we did. One of our new models, Jalissa Lynn, involved, and then supporting the young musicians, man. It was a lot of fun. But this is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, which is a worldwide network giving you all the news before the news comes to the news. And my blog as well, HollywoodItGuy.com, posts a lot of cool blogs. In fact, I posted a really cool blog about Cat Williams, and Cat Williams I guess punches somebody out because of the N-word or something. I don't know. You guys can check that out, HollywoodItGuy.com. So I am your host, and we do a show every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's about success, struggles, and Hollywood stories, doing our thing. So what I want to do actually to start out, guys, and I have a lot of stuff I want to talk about, but I want to introduce a real good friend of mine. Her name is Lisa Snyder, and she's the owner and founder, and she rocks. Rock Dance Magazine's in the house. Lisa Snyder, how you feeling?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm feeling good. So I just wanted to bring you on Easy Talk today, and we wanted to talk to you the easy way and hear what you have to say and say hooray. and I know that you've recently had a really cool thing happen to your magazine that has to do with the MMA. That's pretty cool. So talk to us about your magazine and how you feel about getting involved with the MMA. That's pretty big.
All right. Hey, our magazine is a monthly print and digital magazine, and we do a little everything. I mean, we do the sports, we do the fashion, we do the models, we do photographers, clothing-wise. We actually, also good news, not just the MMA, but we just hooked up with a clothing line out of Switzerland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. MMA, I'm a huge, huge fan of the MMA. The young lady is Casey Cassano. She is an excellent fighter, and I just stand behind her every step of the way.
I love it. I love it. And your magazine is real cool, established entertainment, fashion, business, philanthropy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of all-around magazine.
Yep.
And so anybody that wants to get into a magazine that's an up-and-coming model or actor or musician or something, tell them a little bit about your magazine and why they would want to get involved, how they would get involved, and why you're trying to support people the way you were doing. It's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah, it is, because we have a little 12-year-old who is a harmonica blues player. When you see stories like that, you know, it's just so cool to see, you know, these young kids still getting into that type of music, because everybody's usually the rock and roll, the metal, you know, stuff like that. And our magazine, if they want to get involved, they can contact me personally. They can send me an email at rockbizmagazine@yahoo.com, you know, because we love helping the bands. We love, because you don't have to have a label. You don't have to have a label behind you to be interviewed by us. The models, we always feature models. Photographers, we feature their work. I mean, everybody is welcome at Rock Biz Magazine.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, and I know you guys were actually featured on pay-per-view with the MMA and you're on trucks, and I mean you're making it happen. You're doing it the easy way in a big way, and you got a lot of followers. So make sure, guys, you follow them also on Twitter, and that's Rock Viz Magazine with no E, right? Or is that Rock T Magazine? You guys changed
it's
it.
Rock T. T Magazine. Yep.
Rock T Magazine, guys. Make sure you follow them. I've known Lisa Snyder for a long time. Worked with them for about 5 years now, and we appreciate all the ongoing support and the sponsorships and everything that you've done with us and how you support the show. And we're looking forward to a lot of other great things. So make sure, guys, that you follow Rock T Magazine on Twitter, Rock Viz, T-H-I-Z, on Facebook. Like their page. Get involved with them. They are doing it the easy way, and they're making magic happen. Lisa, thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and bring on our next guest here. But thank you so much for joining us. And we appreciate all the support. And you rock. Yeah, Rock T Magazine.
No, actually, you rock.
I do?
Yeah. You're
thank you.
All
right, Lisa, thank you so much. We appreciate you being on the show.
Bye-bye.
All right. And now, guys, I want to introduce you guys to another good friend of mine, and this is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk, from the Hollywood It Guy. You're listening to on Blog Talk Radio. Only on Blog Talk Radio. But we actually, I keep saying only on Blog Talk Radio, but we actually have another radio network that we just picked up and we just got to deal with, and they're going to be putting us out real soon. Stay tuned. It's going to be really cool. But yeah, I'm just excited to mention this guy. I'm excited to introduce him. You know, besides him being just a guest, this next guest actually is a real good friend of mine. I'm proud to call him a good friend. He's a good-hearted person, and he's just one of those people that are the real deal, but really just a good person to a lot of awesome things happening. He's making a lot of awesome things happen for a lot of people. He's opening a lot of opportunities for people. And this gentleman's name is Dean with Fan TV, the Filipino-American network, and he's doing the Latin American network, and he's doing the global network, and he's just taking over everything. Dean, what's up, man? You're on the show, Easy Talk. You ready to talk to us?
Hey, man, yeah, absolutely. How you doing, Easy?
Doing good, man. You know, we're doing it the easy way. I'm just acting like a crazy nut on my show. It's a Friday afternoon, and it's 2:07, and we're ready to talk to you, man. Tell us about the FALAM, Filipino-American Network, and the Latin American Network, and the This American Network, and all the fun stuff you're doing with Manny Pacquiao, and you guys got so many amazing things happen. Talk to our listeners, brother.
Yeah, absolutely, man. When I first started this company, you know, I was looking at, because I'm Filipino-American, I live in America, right? So, you know, we have all these different channels that just work on the Filipino, you know, community and all that, right? So everything about the Philippines, you have TSP, GMA, but then I wanted to give out something more here in the U.S., you know, Filipino-Americans, because us Filipino-Americans, we're mixed with white, black, Chinese, Indian, and so on, right? So by building diversity, unity, and collaboration, I was able to give out a voice and a face for the Filipino-American people here. So I did make history on that. It was about 5 years ago. So I'm pretty blessed on that, you know, and I'm very excited. You know, I just launched the Latin American, the Asian American, and I own the Filipino American Network, which I started 5 years ago.
That's amazing. And how old are you?
40.
You're in your 40s, and you're already on your way of being a Rupert Murdoch or something really huge on the internet. And I know you've done TV. You've been on TV and stuff too, right? And the Bay Area,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know what? I used to own my own TV channel on the air for 2 years, and then what I learned was, you know, I wanted to reach out more to the people, not just limit myself. So I streamlined it through the internet, and then now I'm over 100 countries, over 1,000 cities globally, and growing every day, which people are watching our show right now, man, our channel, and I'm pretty blessed, and I'm pretty blessed working with you, Easy. I know we've been working together for almost 5 years, and thank you so much for all the support that you put out there, man. And I'm trying to do it the easy way, you know.
No, brother, I appreciate it. And WTV is proud to work with your network and collaborations and all the different things that we're doing. And you stay tuned, guys. You're gonna see some really cool stuff as far as the Hollywood It Guy type of movements and what WTV is doing and Easy Way Broadcasting and what this network is doing. And we're just, it's all about collaboration, you know. It's all about unity. It's all about, you know, just really not being selfish. And everybody can eat, you know what I mean? Everybody can benefit, you know. And why do you think people are so, let me ask you a question, Dean. And being in the industry as long as you have, and being in the same type of industry, and we're kind of two of the same people, why do you think that people do what they they do as far as the backstabbing and the cutting people out and whatever. When in reality, if you don't do that, you're actually going to benefit and prosper a lot more, and everybody's going to eat. Like, I just don't even understand why the negativity exists. Like, we need to go beat up the devil.
Well, you know, the way I see that is, there's always going to be a lot of people that's not going to like us. We do a lot of positive things, helping out the community, helping out each other, working with other positive people. And what I learned in life, man, when you're doing something positive and trying to help out the community, the world, some people just tend to not want you to succeed. So, you know, what I've learned is the best revenge in life is success. You know, when you're successful,
yes.
Nobody ever knows. You keep walking while you let them do the talking, you know. And for me, you know, that's what I learned. You know, I learned a lot of that from you too. But, yeah, there are always going to be those people. But you know what? We have a good circle. We have a lot of positive people. You know, there's a thing in life. You know, the world's too big to change, so you got to kind of tweak it. They said you can't expect to change the world, but when you change your world, the whole world changes around you. You are the person you surround yourself with. And, you know, I'm surrounded with a lot of positive people like you and a lot of people like Manny Pacquiao. You know, one thing I want to stress about Manny Pacquiao, I was blessed to meet him. And people got to understand that, you know, Manny Pacquiao put the Filipino on the map. He paved the way for all of us, for the Filipino-Americans and for the Filipinos. So no matter where he's at, man, we got to appreciate it and say, you know what, thank you so much. And he is our hero, man.
Yeah, well, my hero is God, and then everything else he puts down down there. But and you're right. No, and props to Manny. Like, he's really paved the way for all the Filipinos out there. And so, you know, your network. What's special about your network? Why do people want to go check out Fan TV and Global TV? And what is it that you're? What type of content do you have on there? And you know, and that stuff.
Yeah, you know what? My content, man. I have one of my good friends, Kung Lee. He's a Hollywood star. He's in the UFC. He does movies. He did The Man with the Iron Fist, and then there's a lot more stuff he's doing. We have David Batista. He's half Filipino. He's a WWE World Champion wrestler. We have we have Manny Pacquiao. I mean, I'm blessed with all different diversity. We have your show that's coming through from Hollywood. Pretty blessed to have all those people that you deal with all the hip hop artists. Hollywood stars, the red carpet events that you do, and you know, man, I'm very excited. You know, this year, that Global Network TV channel, we're taking over the world and putting in a positive tip and just collaborating.
Yeah, and it's big. It's really, you know, some cool stuff. So what success stories? Talk to us about, like, out of all the time that you've been in you're 40 years old. You've been in the game for a while. Out of all the things that you've done, what do you think the most successful thing that's happened to you is, and how did you get to that success?
Well, you know, I'm pretty blessed because I have a 20-year background in the corporate world. I managed for B of A for 10 years, for City Financial for 5 years, and Wells Fargo for another 5 years. So, you know, being blessed. And just really just getting to know the right people, man. And that's how I kind of get my success and all that. And that's all I can really say is the person that really surrounds you, you're surrounded by and who believes in you, you know?
You're boring, dude. Come on, you're not giving us the real story. Come on, you know, have you ever gotten an award? Like, is there anything that you've done for charity that's really positive? Like,
I've done a lot of stuff for charity, like from one of my good friends, Fresca. And she just had breast cancer, you know, we try to help her out. We do a lot of stuff for the kids, you know. Again, there's so much things going on, so much things to talk about. I can keep going on and on, man, but you know, I wanna kinda keep it short and humble, you know. I'm just blessed, man. And again, I thank God for all that. You know, I thank God I met you too, so I'm doing it the easy way.
That's cool, man. I can appreciate that totally. So we're actually going to take a quick break, guys, and when we come back, and Dina, I hope you stay on the line and you listen. When we come back, we got my man John Marshall Jones coming on as my special guest for Easy Talk this week. John Marshall Jones is actually on the TV series as Wally Maynard on Heart of Dixie. He's known as the father on the hit show on Nickelodeon, Smart Guy with the little African American kid with big ears. Everybody remembers Smart Guy. And I mean, if you look at his IMDb, it's ridiculous. He's been on Glee. He's been on tons of stuff. Dexter, the guest of Central Park West. And John Russell Jones has actually been a producer and a founder of MasteringTheAudition.com. So it's really interesting, guys. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Easy Talk with your man Easy Eric Zuli on Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting. That's how we do it. So I'm going to go ahead and pop on my girl, Eva's Universe. And this song is called Why Is It? And I had to pop it on because it's like, why is it? Are people, why is it people hate and they do what they do? There's so many questions that ask why. I don't know, but we'll be right back. And when I'm back, I'm going to have my boy John Marshall on, and it's going to be a really, really awesome interview and a show. And I hope you guys stay tuned. And we got lots more coming up. Why Is It? Eva Universe. Here we go.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Half four in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything. I open my door to see both of your hands up. If there's no tough love to keep us in touch, will you be mine to get bored of? Then I had a dream about it. What I wanna live without ugly days. If you're always on my side, then what happens when the ride is over, babe?
Us. We got my man John Marshall Jones in the house. John Marshall, Mr. Jones, how you feeling, brother?
Easy, what's poppin', pimpin'?
Hey man, you know, we're just doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting today on Easy Talk. And man, we've known each other for a while. It's funny how things just kind of progress, and we all have all these interesting stories. And I'm seeing you doing your thing all over the place, man. Talk to us.
Well, listen, the first thing is to recognize that the greatest gift that you're going to get on any day is waking up. And after waking up, then everything else is a detail of what you do that day. But if you don't wake up, then you don't have a chance to have any of those details. So
preach on, brother.
I've learned over time to start waking up and saying thank you as the first thing that I do every day. And it makes the day go a lot better. So,
that makes you think. Keep going.
Yeah, well, what I've also learned over time is that we have a tremendous reach through what we do in the public eye, and especially when you reach a certain level of celebrity status. And then what you decide to do with that has power. So right now, this week, I am, as I told you before, I've been working this year as the celebrity spokesperson for the California Black Health Network. This week I'm addressing the Conference on African Peace and Conflict Resolution in regards to health development and maintenance, not only in the food deserts of the United States, which is mostly in our urban areas, but also how that translates to what's going on the African continent. So that's kind of where a lot of my energy is right now. So I'm still doing television stuff. You can see me on Heart of Dixie. They just called about coming in to do another episode of Pretty Little Liars at the end of May. So all of that's still going on. But my real focus is on helping, on using the celebrity that I've developed to help us all develop a much higher level of health awareness, and especially because we have a new healthcare law that can benefit us all.
I love it, man. I love that you're taking your celebrity and you're taking what the gift that you've been given and the hard work that you've been doing to pave a positive path for people to walk on, I guess you could say, and kind of follow. And that, you know, that's kind of what we do with the whole Easy Way thing. And I mean, Mr. John Marshall Jones, you're a producer and you're the founder of MasteringTheAudition.com. I'm reading your IMDb here. I want everybody to really know what's up. And MasteringTheAudition.com, what is that?
Well, Mastering the Audition began as a way to help aspiring performers develop a level of confidence on their auditions that is hireable. From a producer standpoint, mostly what producers and directors hire is confidence. You have a lot of talented people that come in the room. Most of them are unprepared to some extent or another for what you actually need them to do. So the ones that are prepared for what you need them as a producer to execute are generally pretty confident in their preparation. So what most actors do is they do something different every time that they prepare for an audition. So every audition they get a different result. And they have good auditions, but they don't know why, so they can't duplicate it. So what Mastering the Audition is a system that allows for the actor to do the same thing when he prepares each time for an audition. The more comfortable that he gets with the system, the more comfortable he gets with the idea that he is completely and totally prepared when he walks in the room. The more comfortable he is with that idea, the more confident he is in his performance in the room. The more confident he is, the more likelihood that there is that he'll get hired.
I love it. In your words, and being an actor and being established as long as you have, what would you say the key thing that individuals, what would the key thing be that individuals need to do when going into an audition?
There's actually three parts to an audition. There's the entry interview, the performance, and the exit interview. So the entry interview is from the time that you walk in to the time you actually start reading. And in that, you have to walk in with confidence. You got to walk in knowing that they love you, knowing that they actually want you to have the job. That's why they called you in. So rather than feeling like you have to prove something to them, you have to have an attitude that they already love me, and man, am I prepared. I'm going to give them the best thing I've got.
I love then it. And you got the, oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please finish. I just wanted to expand on what you were saying.
Well, then there's the performance, which we're all quite aware of. And if you have prepared to be your best, then you've got a good chance of being your best in the room during the performance. And when that performance is over, you have an exit interview, which is what happens when you stop reading from there until the time that the door closes behind you. And it is so easy to take a good performance and turn it into a bad audition by either having a bad entry or a bad exit interview. So those are the three parts that I would say for people to break your audition into those three parts and concentrate on mastering all three and you'll do fine.
I love it, man. Thank you. Thank you for the advice. And listeners, make sure that you listen to this guy, because if you remember, this is Mr. The father on Smart Guy on Nickelodeon, which transitioned into Con Air, you've done so many versatile roles. Like, you really are an actor. I'm not saying that nobody else is, but you really can switch yourself in so many different, I guess you could say, mindsets. You know, and how do you do that, by the way, as an actor? I mean, because you do a lot of versatile stuff, soul food, and you got your new thing that's The Heart of Dixie. I know you got something with the CW. I mean, I do my research, you know, and it's a lot of versatile roles. You've been on Bones, you know, so you can play the bad guy, the sweetheart. You can play the Nickelodeon kids kind of guy. Like, it's all versatile. What do you do to be so versatile?
Well, every character has an element of humanity in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that I look for in the character, what are the common traits that I see in myself that I also see in the character? For instance, the most intriguing bad guy on the air in the last 10 years was Tony Soprano.
Mm-hmm.
But Tony Soprano wasn't all evil. What made him so compelling is that he loved his family, and he loved his wife. He just couldn't stop messing with other women.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very compelling sense of love, and he saw himself in a really positive way, even though he did a lot of evil things. And it's that bit of humanity that made us tune in and root for Tony Soprano, because we could see part of ourselves in him. So
mm-hmm.
whatever the character is, I look for those characteristics that are most like me, and then I try to bring those characteristics to the character, as well as what's written in the line. So if I have a villain and the villain is really evil, then I already know there's evil in this character. But I'm pretty sure that he doesn't see himself as evil, because none of us do. So I try and bring that part of myself to the character so that it's layered. You see evil on top, but you see a sweetness underneath.
I love it. And so how old were you when you – it said 1985 was your first – and I'm just going off IMDb here. 1985 was your first IMDb credit. How old were you when you got into acting?
Well – when I actually got into acting, I was 5 years old. I was the Dove in the Christmas play at church.
Oh, I love it. So and then that talk to us about the transition from 5 years old. I mean, that's probably a really cool story. We got a lot of time, so love to hear the story. I'm always interested, and I know the listeners are interested in hearing how things, you know, progressed and started happening. And when did you meet your agent? And, you know, just kind of, I'm gonna take you in a crystal ball here. And let's look at your life when you're 5 years old and moving forward from there.
Well, my mother thought it would be a good idea, because I was such an expressive kid, to put me into the church play. So I'm playing the Dove, you know, and it was the play where Jesus is born, and, you know, all the animals in the manger, and I'm the Dove.
Mm-hmm.
So at intermission, you had two people playing the cow, because you had to have the front legs and the back legs and the costume zipped up in the middle, and it was really hot in there, so they had to unzip it so that people could, you know, the kids could get some air during intermission.
Mm-hmm.
But when intermission was over, they couldn't get it zipped back up, so they didn't want us to go out on stage. But the lights came up, and the stage was empty. So for some reason, I had been watching, you know, television back in the day when the TV programming would somehow fall off the air. They'd put a card up that says, you know, due to circumstances beyond our control, there may be a slight delay. So at 5 years old, I just, lights came up. I walked out on stage and said, due to circumstances beyond our control, there may be a slight delay. And the audience exploded into laughter and applause. And I knew that was my moment.
I love it. I love it. And so what was that? How did you find your agent? How did you find your team?
Well, over time, I had a series of, you know, quite frankly, similar experiences. of refinding that being in front of an audience was something that I really excelled at. And so when I came out of school, I went to Northwestern University in Chicago. And when I came out, I hooked up with a local agent there in Chicago, you know, went in, took my pictures in, did the interview, the whole thing, and started working for Second City Theater, which is kind of an elite comedy theater out of Chicago that tours around the country and has a long list of comedy celebrities that have come out of there. And one night I was doing the show, and there was an agent from Los Angeles sitting in the audience, and she sent a card back to me and said, "Hey, if you ever want to come to L.A., I want to represent you." And so about 2 months later, I had done an audition on videotape for a movie out in L.A. and had completely forgotten about it. And I was at my job, which at the time was working as a telephone salesman in a boiler room selling radio airtime. And my manager says, "Hey, JJ, pick up the phone. It's your agent." And she says, "Hey, it's your lucky day. You booked a movie in L.A. You got a flight at 6. It was like 2 in the afternoon.
Nice.
You got a flight at 6 o'clock out of LAX, or out of O'Hare. So I stood up and I said, "Hey, thank you guys. I'm out of here." Bam, slammed the phone down. "I just got a movie in L.A. I'll see ya."
There you go.
Went, hopped out, got on the plane, and the rest is history.
It's like the Entourage show where you're like, you know, or where Ari Gold, Jeremy Piven runs around and shooting people with a paintball, or he's like, "I'm out, I'm starting my own agency," or, you know, that's a cool story. I love it. So how old were you when you started transitioning into, like, the more major level? Like, of course, you're doing a movie, but, like, you know, the more mainstream studio, big budget films and things like that.
It happened soon after that. I came out to do a movie called Tapeheads with John Cusack and Tim Robbins. And that was kind of a smaller independent film. And I spent all the money that I made in the movie within a month of the time that the movie was ending. And so I was going to go back to Chicago to work to make the money to come back out. And I booked Good Morning Vietnam. And so then I ended up going off to Thailand with Robin Williams and Forrest Whitaker for about 3 months. And so, you know, I thought, "Oh, man, Hollywood, great. You work all the time out here." And so I ended up learning a lot, obviously, from Robin and Forrest. But that was my introduction to major films.
Wow, that's huge. Robin Williams and Forrest Whitaker. And how old were you when you booked those?
23, I think.
23. Wow, that must have been. And you play is I'm looking here. It says that on the Good Morning Vietnam, you played MP and then like a hitman. So when was it that transition when you started really hitting the lead roles? What I'm looking for. I can't think of the lingo when you're doing TV reoccurring or.
Yeah, when you started getting series regular stuff.
Series regular. Thank you.
Yeah, my first series regular was on a show called Joe's Life on ABC, which I think was, if I remember right, it was in the early 90s, and I came in to do a guest star in the pilot. And I did such a good job that they added me on as a regular on the series. So that was kind of my first series regular experience. And then the one that that really kind of helped me to take off was The Smart Guy.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That was your – you probably couldn't walk down the street anymore. And that was with Nickelodeon, right?
Well, it started off with WB.
Okay.
And at the time, WB had all of their black programming on specific black nights. So Sunday night was black night. So it was like Wayans Brothers, Jamie Foxx, Sister Sister, and us were pretty much all on the same night. So when we got canceled, it didn't go off the air. It was, you know, it just wasn't picked up for the next year. So it ran all that summer. And then during that summer, Disney Channel acquired the rights to it. So it was supposed to go off WB, you know, October 1st. And September 15th, it started playing on Disney Channel. So the audience didn't even know it was canceled. They just thought that it had moved networks. And also, the white kids had never really been, they had never really come to them and tried to get them to watch television on a black night on WB. So it was a completely new television show to them.
And
it ended up going number one on Disney Channel from 2000 to 2002. So it had three seasons where it really was their number one show. And it was the first kind of workplace comedy starring a kid. And Disney Channel plays in over 100 countries around the world. So not only was it number one on Disney Channel domestically, it was number one on Disney Channel worldwide. So people watch this show, you know, in Botswana, in Argentina, in the Philippines, in Saudi Arabia, in Scandinavia. I was in Paris in 2005, and it was on every day at 5:30 on their biggest television station. I was, you know, we were very well known in Paris. When I went to Canada to do the television series The Troop for Nickelodeon, Smart Guy had been running on Family Channel in Canada from 2004 to 2008. So when I got to Canada in 2009, I was a rock star.
I bet. So as far as the film stuff goes, because I know that if you're, I don't know exactly how it works. Maybe you can help me. But as far as your value internationally, like there's a word for it where, like, they'll pay you more if you're worth more internationally or something like that. Go ahead.
So that has to do with your box office appeal. And they actually have a number called the Ulmer scale where they go into a book and you're trying to add up to 100 so you can get your financing. So say Will Smith is like an 85. But maybe somebody like Ice Cube is a 25, and then you have to add people along the way until you get to 100. So I think my number is like a -4.
Oh, no way. Come on. you're on the biggest from 2000 to like 2002 or whatever you said, the biggest show on Disney. I mean, 100, you know, 100 countries, like that's, and then your career really progressed after that. I mean, you were in White Man Can't Jump. You were in, you know, Dexter. I mean, there's so many A-list level name projects you've been in. You know, I'm afraid to ask you where your struggles have been, because it sounds like, you know, you're going to give everybody that's listening to the show, they're going to be like, oh, wow, Hollywood's paved, the streets paved with gold. I want to go to Hollywood. I want to be like John Marshall Jones.
I mean, we got to get
a little real here, too.
Yeah, the struggles in Hollywood are mainly have to do with remembering, above all things, that that it's corporate America. And not to expect it not to be corporate America. So the whole sense of office politics and who are the snipers that are out there and what you know, how people protect their positions, because you have layers and layers of people that don't necessarily have a clear job definition, but they definitely have a job. So they have to find a way to justify their position. And a lot of times that has to do with messing with whatever the creative part is. Those are the biggest challenges. The craft itself and maintaining your craft, that's not much of a challenge at all. But the higher up that you get into it, you know, you get more success, you start to develop a different lifestyle, and then if you go through periods where you don't work, then your lifestyle gets threatened. And so you have to be willing to not live to impress people, even though people are duly impressed and expect you to be living a certain way. So it's, there's a lot of challenges to have to do with it, but most of it is not around the art.
Can you, do you mind sharing some of your personal challenges you've faced in your progression and your career?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is that once you get identified as something in Hollywood, that's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
So once Smart Guy became a recognizable hit, it became difficult for me to work doing anything other than sitcoms as a dad.
Mm-hmm.
So there was plenty of stuff offered for me to come and play the dad on another sitcom starring a kid. People love that.
Typecasted.
Yeah, but once you get into that, then if there comes a point where they don't want that, then they won't want you. So you have to be very careful about, you know, trying to do other things. And it's not just the outer parts of the business. It's not just the producers and directors, but your particular agent now has a way to pipeline money from your career, which is that you do this. So your agent is going to try to guide you in that direction. Your manager is going to try to guide you in that direction. They're all going to want you to go where they can make money. And if you decide you don't want to do that, then they might not necessarily be supportive of your career going in other directions. And that can cause career conflict. And because you have contracts with these people that they won't necessarily let you out of because they want you to do what they want you to do so that they can make money off of you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it can become – so the transition out of Smart Guy the next 3 or 4 years was a very difficult transition. And I was fortunate enough to be able to hold on to a lifestyle that allowed me to go through that transition without major valleys, but without almost completely devoid of support from my agent and manager. So I ended up having to get out of those contracts, and that took time, which meant more time of not working as much as I would have liked to. But I learned things from that, and I learned not to get into those kind of contracts anymore. And I learned to surround myself with people that supported the vision of what I wanted to do with my career. And I also learned to not allow to not put all my eggs in one basket, so that should I decide at some point that I wanted to do different kinds of work or wanted to command higher levels of money, that I had diversified my streams of income to such a point where if they come to me with a television offer that doesn't pay what I think I'm worth, then I'm able to say no.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have other ways to make money. So, no, thank you. Which
I love
which Hollywood is not really used to. They're not used to people saying, no, I have other things to do for money.
Mm-hmm.
So so that thing that I just encapsulated there was probably the biggest challenge that I faced in Hollywood.
And I appreciate you sharing that with us. And so let's talk about your team. Because I know personally from my experience, the more you formulate your team, the more you get around the right team, the more your career progresses. How have you been building your team, and how do you think your team has been helping you in your progression?
It doesn't have to necessarily
just be it doesn't have to necessarily just be like the agent and the PR and the normal stuff. You know, anybody you wanna promote or anybody you wanna mention. I always like to try to ask questions about that because me personally, I mean, my team has really excelled my career, and it's about finding the right people. How do you find the team you have?
The first part of rebuilding was to get disentangled from all these different contracts, and sometimes that just takes time. You just got to wait it out, and when that contract is done, it's done, and you get to move on. So part of what, because mastering the audition is a digital product and a digital company, one of the things that I looked for was a management company that handled not only acting, but also had connections in the digital world. So I met a gentleman named Anthony Topman at LA Management, who filled those criteria. And one of the things that we started doing was to look for specific series assignments that would be very high profile and would get my face back out there. So so there was the, you know, Pretty Little Liars and Heart of Dixie and Glee and Tim Allen's new show a couple seasons ago, Last Man Standing. And those started to create a higher profile for me. So
yeah, I'm surprised I didn't even get at you anymore, man. I was like, man, he hit me back. Okay.
Yeah, well, no, you know, listen, part of maintaining yourself in Hollywood is not believing the hype about you. You know, don't read your own clippings.
Bingo.
So people who were cool with you beforehand have to still be cool with you now.
Yes.
And you were always cool with me. You know,
thank
we
you.
Saw each other go through some things, but you were always cool with me, and I always appreciated that.
And I appreciate you, man. And that's great advice, because you kind of know when it rains, it pours. And the people that are there to help you clean it up a little bit, you know, those are the people you got to kind of stick with. But I didn't mean to interrupt you. And so you're talking about your manager. You're talking about how now you've transitioned into better things.
Yeah, and also he helped me to begin to expand, because I never did commercials before. I never did voiceover before. So he started to, you know, help me to reach out and say, hey, let's get you a commercial agent. Let's get you a voiceover agent. Let's get you a theater agent. Let's get you, you know, these different agencies so that you have multiple streams of income that you're developing at the same time. So that has been helpful. I got together with one of my fraternity brothers named Kwesi Guijarro, who is a public relations agent. And Kwesi started taking me around to do different events that were consistent with the California Black Health Network. So that then put me in the company of other like-minded celebrities, and you begin to develop a network. So all of these things now are kind of working together to keep me busier than I've ever been. So this week I'm in Sacramento, and I'm addressing the Conference on African Peace and Conflict Resolution, and bringing the message of how the Affordable Care Law is the philosophy of it, of this universal health care, is not just affecting people in the United States, but there's also a global health initiative that's coming out of President Obama's administration that is affecting health levels globally, and especially on the continent of Africa. And part of what is so important here is that, you know, in the United States, women have much more power than they have in almost every other country in the world. So this is, in a lot of ways, the pinnacle of the women's liberation movement. And at the same time, women are still being paid less, and their health care costs more. So when you put these two measures together that the president has done, the Lilly Ledbetter Law, which says that women have to be paid equal pay for equal work, that is an increase in pay. And that increase in pay means that a woman has more money, which gives her a greater opportunity to move out of poverty. It is a redistribution of wealth.
Hmm.
Now, at the same time, if you create, as in the Affordable Care Law, that you can no longer charge women more money for their health care than you charge men, then in essence, that is an increase in wealth also, because it's less money that she has to take out of her paycheck to pay for her health care. So, so that increase in pay, as well as a decrease in the amount of money spent on health care, is a stimulus package for women in the United States and begins to set the tone for how women will be treated around the world, because we're the world leader in culture right now.
Mm.
So this is a dramatic and dynamic change for all women, just in those two policy initiatives. Now, here's how it affects the rest of us. Women, by and large, are the managers of their household. They
mm-hmm.
take care of the cooking. The cooking, what people eat, then determines what level of health they're going to operate at.
Mm-hmm.
So, and part of the Affordable Care Law is that diet, nutritional, and obesity counseling, now it's mandated that your insurance company has to cover that. So if a woman has to, she's making more money because now it is designated that you have to pay her, equal work for equal pay. She is paying less on her insurance, but at the same time, that insurance provides diet and nutritional counseling. Not only is it likely that she's going to be healthier because of the diet and nutritional counseling, but also her children will learn new lifestyle choices that will mean that as they get older, they'll be healthier, and their children will be healthier, and their children will be healthier. So this is so the women of the United States now have been empowered to change the culture of health globally. And as much as we have this segment of our elected officials that seems to vote against any kind of women's rights issue, it doesn't matter whether it doesn't matter what it is, they seem to vote against it. The fact is that women are now empowered to change the entire health profile of the United States, which will radically change how we operate as a country. You know, all of the hours that are lost, the productive hours that are lost from people because they got sick, because their immune systems are compromised, because they're eating foods that are inflammatory, because that's what they have been programmed to eat on television. If we can reverse that trend, we become healthier, we become more productive, we become happier, we have a different attitude toward life because we're not in pain and dealing with sickness. That is a liberation movement in a way that we haven't seen really since the first revolution of 1776, and it's happening right now.
I agree, and also I know that a lot of people with the new digital technology, the second screens, and people are always in the house more, they're not in the sunlight as much, the vitamin D count is going down. You know, and a lot of times I'm hearing that, and I'll be honest, I'm living proof of this. You kind of get caught up in the computer or caught up on the phone, and you don't even eat. You're not even eating as much anymore.
Right.
You know, like the digital
right.
stuff is just kind of taking you over, and you got to kind of discipline yourself to like, okay, even though this new technology and new age stuff is all here, but you know, you got to focus on your health. I'm glad we got on this topic, because I'm personally experiencing this, and you got to almost get a coach to get you out of it. In a way.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we have a tendency in our society to look at women as the weaker sex. You know, we have mm-hmm. that definition. Oh, they're the weaker sex. But weaker at what? At lifting and moving and building things, okay, yeah, maybe. But at creating life, at nurturing, at being compassionate and concerned about the health of their children and of others, they're definitely the stronger sex at that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can get to the point where we stop looking at the things that women are strong at as weakness, but rather that a woman's strength is different than a man's strength and that both of those are equal, then we're going to have a much stronger, more productive, happier society.
I love it, and I agree, and I hope everybody that's listening right now is taking notes, because it's right. You know, I would say if you collaborate, if you go into unity and you don't separate things, like I'm better than you at this, you're better than me at this. If you put it together, it's always so much stronger. And I love how you put that the women have their own genre, their own way of how they're stronger, and the men have their own way of how they're stronger. You put it together, it's stronger altogether, and it makes perfect sense.
It only takes for us to respect each other's strengths.
Yes.
That a woman doesn't have to, you know, doesn't have to do what a man does to be considered strong. That she can do what she does and be considered strong by me. If we can get to that, well, then things are going to work a whole lot easier for everybody. And
yes.
Then we can recognize that there is an incredible amount of strength and power in how you feed people, in what they eat. It determines from a very young age what kind of a health profile they're going to develop for the rest of their lives. And by and large, it's women that do the preparing and the feeding in our society. And that is not women's work or a weaker thing to do. That is an incredible amount of strength. It is as important as constructing and building and any of that. It is every bit as important, if not more so. And we have to recognize that so that we can stop making, you know, people, women that stay at home and take care of their families, stop making them feel diminished for being homemakers. It is not a diminished thing. It is an incredibly strong and important thing. For our society to continue to prosper. Without that, we'll completely fall apart.
You're right, man. It's a really, this really insightful. And, you know, we have celebrity columns all the time on WTV networks. And if you want to send me some emails and we can kind of start a John Marshall Jones column and really getting the word out there the way that you're doing it on the show, I'd like to continue it because it's very interesting information. And I'm getting tweets right now. You know, he's on a great show, this and that. So people are listening. And I really appreciate. I mean, I just appreciate your time. I mean, I don't know anybody else you give a whole hour and a half to talk to. But thank you so much for everything. And I also want to talk ask really quick. I know you got your CDW project happening. You know, you got the Heart of Dixie, and all the fans probably want to know. You know what? You know, what's your role? What's this? Can you give us some info on what's to come up in 2013? What's happening?
Well, right now, like I said, looks like I'll be doing Pretty Little Liars at the end of May. Then Heart of Dixie starts back again in August. And also I have a video production of a stage play that I produce called The Guest at Central Park West. And The Guest at Central Park West swept the African American Theater Awards in New York in 2008. And then in 2011, I went to the American Film Market and pitched it in a favorite film pitch contest and was chosen as one of the finalists. So we ended up going to the People's Choice Awards as one of the finalists for favorite film pitch.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so The Guest at Central Park West, in essence, is about two young men that grow up in the worst of neighborhoods and decide to protect each other so that they could get an education and get out. And it works. They end up going to Harvard together. And then while they're at Harvard, this event happens that sends them spiraling off in different directions. So one becomes a devotee of Dr. King and writes a book for which he wins the Nobel Prize. The other becomes an epileptic, thrill-seeking sociopath with a long and violent criminal record, but they remain best of friends. So this production is about the night of the Nobel Prize-winning party. After 20 years in the shadows, the sociopath shows up. And it's about what happens when you let a sociopath into a party filled with Nobel Prize-winning professors.
And if you have any finished projects, we'd love to help promote it on WTV networks. And we also have a lot of relationships with the distribution and the television networks and the next level type stuff of people that might be looking for that. In fact, we have a lot of relationships with the owners of the film festivals and things like that. So we'll talk more on off air and that type of stuff. But this is cool. I didn't know all this. I'm glad we had a chance to do this interview and you took the time to talk to us today. And before we let you go, I always ask everybody as far as the success and struggles, but I go to the social media end of it. How has social media been positive to you, and do you have any success stories about people reaching out to you on social media, or you reaching out to them, that has had progression in your career? Let's talk a little bit about social media.
Where the social media has actually been most powerful is in dealing with mastering the audition, because I can actually, someone can buy the CD and then they can communicate with me through the Facebook page when they have questions. And what I've seen over time is that for the most part, performers are really appreciative of somebody giving them some concrete information of what they can do to get better at their craft. And there's lots of information about how to be a better actor. There's very, very little information about how to be better at auditioning. But the only way that you can actually get the job is to audition. So you have to put as much emphasis on your development of your audition skills as you do on your development as an actor. So through that, I've been able to reach, a fair number of people. We've got about 15,000 Facebook fans and about 2,000, 3,000 Twitter followers, and we're still growing. So
anything you need me to retweet, man, I got over 200,000 something followers, verified account. I got your back. Total support. I'm listening to you talk. Have you ever thought about doing the digital seminar, doing something where you do once a week or once a month and you give actual facts of how to audition and things like that, and just do it digitally where you're filming it and you can put it on our network? I'm just letting my brain spinning while you're talking.
I'm building a studio right now that should be done in the next month or so, and I would be more than happy to put out the first few episodes and come right to WTV with it.
Oh, awesome, man. Yeah, we'd be more than happy to air it and launch it out there. We also work with Actors Reporter, Actors E, and actually we have a lot of affiliates with the network. So, yeah, I think the fans are in for a treat. And by the way, we're talking about digital and social media. The new digital signature, would you agree, is like, and one of my guests said this, I can't remember who, but the new digital signature is retweeting somebody or following them or favoriting them. So being that you're on the show, anybody that's listening, what I'd like to do, and I hopefully you can agree with this, is if you guys hashtag the letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, and you at myself, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Easy Way Broadcast, and John Marshall Jones. By the way, what is your exact Twitter? Is it John Marshall Jones?
It's John Marshall 1.
John Marshall 1. So if you guys tweet John Marshall 1, Easy Way, and the hashtag is the number sign, and Easy Way Broadcast, both myself and John will retweet you and follow you back. Does that work for you, John?
That sounds awesome, yeah.
Perfect. So you guys get support from us if you support us back. And, maybe if they have any questions or they want autograph pictures or you guys can email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And we can shoot you guys, some autograph pictures or whatever you want, just to show that interaction, because this station is all about helping celebrities interact with their fans, helping Hollywood interact with the public. So we always want to get that interaction going. But sounds like we got some magic happening, man. And I'm thinking from that we can transition into some showcases or mixers, seminars, meet and greets. You know, we're doing it the easy way with the wonderful substance of John Marshall Jones, and you know, we're blessed for your time. And I know that I snagged you. I mean, do you still have time? I don't want to snag you from anything important you need to do. So,
well,
if you still got time, I got many questions.
Yeah, there's I got to get running right now, but I would love to come back again. And if you can give me a call this week or over the weekend, then we could start talking about, you know, maybe setting up a seminar for fans of WTV, so that we can start to get this information out to them.
All day, man. Yeah, totally. And if you have any information you want to send to us as far as your charity goes or anything that you want to put out, you know how to get at me and just email us. We'll blog it out. So that sounds good. I appreciate it. So we're going to let you get back to what you're doing. We're going to pop on a commercial here. And you guys, this is John Marshall Jones taking the time, doing it the easy way, on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thanks, Easy.
You're the man. Hey, before I let you go, you know you got to say, hey, I'm John Marshall Jones, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm John Marshall Jones, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. John Marshall Jones, you guys, Easy Way Broadcast, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Welcome, brother.
Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the world.
Check music, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Blog
Ooh, who am I calling?
Talk Radio.
Who am I calling? What is this? What
Welcome
doing?
To Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller
man,
in queue. Otherwise,
I was trying to call my next guest. I tried to be all smooth and transitional, and I called the Blog Talk Radio number. What the heck's wrong with me? Blah. All right, guys, so this is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. That was my man John Marshall Jones, actor extraordinaire and obviously humanitarian philanthropist, making it happen. It's pretty awesome that he took the time and talked to us as much as he did, and what he's had to say was very insightful. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And remember, if you didn't miss anything, you can always kind of rewind and tape it back, because that's the beauty of it being archived. And you guys will be able to catch us on a couple other networks and other stations here real soon. We got a couple cool deals in place and things here. So I'm actually going to wait, I keep contacting the wrong one. What is wrong with my brain here? I don't know who I'm calling. I wonder who's going to pick up. but hey, guys, you know, I really appreciate it. And I wanted to talk a little bit about why do people cut people out of deals? You know, I don't understand. And in fact, the person that I'm going to be bringing on, I'm going to ask him as well. When you actually work the deal and you go through the person originally that put the deal together, that person has the relationships, and that person kind of keeps the glue that holds the whole situation together. And people try to cut people out of deal because they're greedy and they want – I think it's because they're greedy and they want more more money. You know, I think that's the bottom line. But my question is why? When you're not even going to get the deal in the first place because of the greed, and it all gets messed up, and why can't everybody eat? I don't understand that. And then why are people so jealous of everybody else? You know, why, when people see the success, why do you have to be jealous? Why can't you just be happy with that person? Because the reality of it is, guys, is if you support, and me, I'm a believer in God, and I support God, and I try to help as many people as I can, and I keep getting blessings. I keep getting a lot of blessings, a lot of cool things that actually come together for me. And that's my advice to you guys.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 31049.
We have to try this again. Why am I not getting... You know what, guys? I'm going to put on some music here so you don't have to keep hearing me rambling. Some music here with Alizé, and this is called Tape Deck. I'm going to see if I can get my man handle on the line, Mr. Jeremy Hutchison, the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, as I promised you guys. But sometimes these industry people are hard to get a hold of, but we will make it happen. I'm your man, Easy. We'll be right back.
Your school love me, cause I'm so cool,
replay.
Born it up.
I cannot reach him. It keeps going to voicemail, which means he's probably in some big important meeting or something. But we just did a really cool event for the American Society of Young Musicians. It was the 20th annual event. It was a kickoff. Beverly Hills, you guys can go check out the little episode we put on the Easy Show. YouTube.com/Eric Zuli if you want to check that out. It's on all the fans pages. And if you want to follow the movement, it's Eric Zuli Fans, the Easy Show, Easy Way Broadcast, Hollywood It Guy is really the best way, HollywoodItGuy.com. We're always posting some cool stories and opening in some really cool opportunities. Oh, man, where to begin on opportunities? Woo! We got... actually, a commercial agency we're about to link up with that's going to have audition opportunities for commercials. And we have about 6 different boards we're involved in at this point. There's going to be open opportunities, about 3 different TV shows, a couple of films, a lot of cool stuff. And we're going to be opening showcase opportunities. You heard John Marshall Jones. We'll be opening seminar situations. My man Timothy White and Ann Ross, they have acting classes. We have a group situation. Oh, let me talk about this. All right, guys, if you are not a member of Hollywood the Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook, go search Hollywood the Easy Way and go become a member, because that is going to be the new hotness as far as meeting people and meeting and greeting and mixing. We have, are you ready for this, guys? These are the people that are guaranteed to be involved, and I don't mind saying on air because this is what it is. And if the haters want to go say what's up to them, go for it, because ain't nothing going to stop it. This force is moving strong, and it's an easy way for us, and we just chop up any branches that get in our way, any hater branches, nothing. Check this out. My man Chris Donovan, which is also going to be doing another segment. He's actually going to be doing a segment on my show real soon here called Producers Want It. Get ready. Chris Donovan is the former director of the Golden Globes, 2013 producer of the Independent Film Spirit Awards, and also produced with the Emmys. You can go to IMDb and type in ChrisDonovan. Chris Donovan, the first one that pops up. You see all the award shows. That's my man Chris Donovan, which is on our committee and on our board and going to be bringing some magic to the Easy Way, and is behind this new group that we're going to be doing, this new situation, and we're going to be doing some stuff coming up at the Cafe Entourage off Vine Street. And we're going to be doing a exclusive-only membership situation where people are going to be able to meet these high-profile people the easy way. Yeah, you heard it. I'm going to be opening up these doors. As I've been promising for years, we're putting it all together. We have a lot of great people involved in the situation. We have agents. We have PRs. We have managers. We have investors. We have production people. We have marketing people. We have casting directors. We have everybody in the industry that I have in my circus that we're doing it the easy way. WTV's powering it. Easy Way Broadcasting. HollywoodItGuy.com. We're producing some things for the show. I hope you guys liked last week's show. Oh, my God, how cool was that? Last week's show, we had Cooper Fleming come on, a 4-year-old little girl from Canada. The mom hit me up on Facebook on a fans page, and her lifelong dream was to meet the Blue Ranger, my boy Najee Detez, the Blue Ranger on Nickelodeon Super Samurai Power Rangers. Her lifelong dream was to meet that. The mom tried to get a hold of Hollywood and the Power Rangers and that situation for I don't know how long. I think they said like a year. They tried to get a hold of somebody. They couldn't get a hold of anybody. They contacted us. We talked for a couple of days, made it happen. Within 4 to 6 days, she was making her dream come true. She met Najee Detez on my show. Little 4-year-old girl from Canada meets Najee Detez, the Blue Ranger. They had a conversation. It's one of the most awesome shows I've ever done. But check this out, guys. It gets even better. We're going to be producing a show, an episode based around that. Based on that whole concept, it's going to be really cool. They're flying in from Canada. From Canada. From Canada. They're flying in from Canada. They're singing our praises. We really appreciate it. And it's this is what I'm talking about, guys. You bless others, you're going to get blessed back. And I can't even begin to tell you what has happened off of that one. And we wanted to make this little girl's dreams come true. We just wanted to connect it. Here it is. And there's been so many great things that have happened. In fact, this agency situation is a new thing that's happened to me. And that's how God works. So I'm telling you guys, stop being so damn selfish. I said, damn, where's my beep button? No, stop being so damn selfish and support others and look towards supporting others more, and I promise you, you'll get those blessings back. I promise that. It's serious, and that's the easy way. That's how we roll. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. You know me, I'm just talking, doing the easy talk. That's why it's called easy talk. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's message and today's show. It's about success and struggles and Hollywood stories. And we try to do our thing. I try to do my thing every week. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to go ahead and put on my boy Shane Sparks' boy, Trey Bugs. I love this song. It's called Twitter Love. We'll be right back.
Hey, girl, you're looking like you want to send them tweets tonight.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. That's cool with me, girl. Just make sure you mention me tonight.
Hey,
as soon as we got alone. Girl, you started reaching for your phone, and I knew that there was only one thing to be doing. I'm looking for my Twitter lover.
Guess what, guys? You're in for a treat. We made it happen. We made it. You know, Jeremy, where you been at, man? I've been trying to reach you for the last 30 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had an appointment, and I rushed out because I know you were going to be calling.
Oh well, thank you. My fans want to hear from you, and I'm like I had a certain time slot, and I'm sitting there like putting music on. I'm like, Jarvie, hello Jarvie. But hey, we got you on the show. We're doing it the easy way. We just had a fantastic event. You had a fantastic event. I supported it. Blessed to be on the board for the American Society of Young Musicians, the 20th annual. Tell us about the success of that event we just had.
It was a very good success. We were celebrating our kickoff leading into our 20th year anniversary of the Spring Benefit Concert and Awards, and we were fortunate enough to have a lot of our board members and a lot of VIPs came out and support the kickoff that's going to be held the first week of June at the House of Blues in West Hollywood, which is going to blow the roof off the top of the House of Blues. It's going to be such a big success with everybody being there that we honored in the past year. So it's going to be a huge success, and we're very honored to have you on board as a board member, Heapy.
No, I'm honored to be on that. Yeah, supporting these young musicians and these young filmmakers. And so tell people what the Multicultural Motion Picture Association is. There's a lot of people that have questions about the nonprofit status of it. What is that? What is it exactly that supports, you know, what's the Well, there are two different organizations. One supports the young musicians, and I believe, to correct me if I'm wrong, you guys try to help get them instruments for the schools. You try to help the scholarships for the musicians of the school.
Yeah, a multitude of things we do. We have a music program for instruments for young music students. We have a scholarship program for those that are already in music school. And we have a drug referral program because it's such a high ratio of out of every 10 musicians, you usually have one that have had problems. So that's an area that we focus in. And then we help musicians with dental and help them with some of the causes that their living situations, help putting them in housing. So we do numerous things because you find musicians travel all over the world, and sometimes they get caught in positions where they have no place to stay, they have dental needs, and they're not able to get help. So that's where we come to bridge it together and giving them a helping hand.
I love it. So what about the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, abbreviation MMPA? I know you help young student filmmakers.
Yes, we have a scholarship program for young filmmakers that we support and give them scholarships to help them in film school and also to help them with their projects. The organization is an organization that promotes diversity throughout the cinematic arts. So, and saying diversity, we mean everyone. Everyone's a part of diversity. So it's a program that's what we stand for, and that's what we promote, and we believe in helping them, young film students, to continue their education and to be able to foster the new upcoming films and new projects that are coming out to today that we're viewing. So we have some young people that have gone and graduated working in studios and that are doing exceptionally well that we have helped. So we have a lot to be proud about the Multicultural Motion Picture Association.
I love it. And how long has the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and the ASYM been around?
They've both been around for 20 years, so we're celebrating both angles. We're going to celebrate the multicultural at our May meet and greet reception, and we're going to, at our actual diversity awards in November, we're going to really celebrate the Motion Picture Association with a lot of our former honorees and everyone being there for that evening. So that's going to be in November. So, but we do, you know, currently if people are interested in joining the organizations, the American Society of Young Musicians are the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. They may contact their office by either calling 310-358-8300. Again, I'll say 310-358-8300. That's where they may contact us if they're interested in the program or if we could be of any help.
Awesome, awesome. And so, you mentioned you've honored a lot of people. Who are some of the people you've honored? I know Whoopi Goldberg's been in there. I mean, you've honored some pretty big, if you don't mind name dropping.
We've honored, gosh, so many names. Where do I begin to start in motion picture and television? We have honored Grey Anatomy. We have honored, Martin Landau. We've honored...
You're really low. What happened? There you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we lose each other? We honor Diane Carroll, Martin Landau. We honor Chris Christopherson. The list goes, I mean, Will Smith. The list goes on and on and on. And in music,
wow.
We honor Little Richard, Liza Minnelli. We honored, gosh, the list goes, I mean, I can keep naming, but 19 years,
me?
You know, it must have been quite a bit of honorees. And we honored Easy, we named the award behind you, Easy, so you have your own award that's established in your name. So that's quite of an honor.
And that's an honor to be honored because it enabled me to really, because I'm trying to set a trend, set a pathway, doing it the easy way, do my thing. And, you know, you guys were the first ones that actually officialized that category, which was also signed off by many of the council members of Los Angeles. I know you brought the city and county of Los Angeles into it. So it's real, guys. This Easy Way movement's real. Now you're meeting the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Jarvis. And I know you're getting honored yourself coming up here on May 3rd for the Hollywood Image Magazine Awards or something like that, right?
That's correct. Yes, it's Friday, next Friday, and I certainly want to see it. Many of you listeners and everyone to come out, and if you're interested, they contact my office. And Easy, I'm especially looking forward to seeing you there. By all means.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to supporting, and if I can get in, it seems like a big one.
Oh no, you'll get in, believe me, that's for sure. But thank you so much for all that you are doing in the community and what you're doing for other people and other organizations and other artists. We commend you for what you are currently bringing to the table as well.
Right back at you, man. And no, I appreciate what you do for these young artists and these young filmmakers. And it's a great organization. So, guys, I just want to introduce you to my man, Jarvey. I've known you for 8 years now, 7 years, long time.
Yes, it's been about 8 years now.
Yeah, it's been a while. So you guys are meeting Jarvey himself. If you guys make sure you follow him on the fans page, you can go to Multicultural Motion Picture Association or American Society of Young Musicians. And Jarvey is spelled J-A-R-V-E-E. Hutcherson. The Twitter is JAY Hutcherson. Yes, but thanks for your time, man. We're just about closing up the show here, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed doing it the easy way, and that's how we roll. And we will be back next week with another great guest, another great success story, another great everything that we do. So thanks, Jarvey, and we'll catch you guys next week. And keep doing it the easy way, and follow the group Hollywood the Easy Way. Don't forget.
All right. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter,
at Eric Vooley. And check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.